right? The moon, it provides a gravitational force around us, right? It's not just a sign of beauty. These are vague, deep interactions that occur within the universe. People spend their lives analyzing the moon and its relationship to the earth. And people will continue to do so until the end of time, and they will not begin, they will never end on being able to recollect how thankful we should be to Allah. The food we eat, right? One is the apple. You look at an apple and you say, SubhanAllah, Allah created this. Look at how beautiful it is. But then you take a bite of it, and then you say, SubhanAllah, Allah created it for me. It's there to nourish me. It's there for me to be reminded to thank Allah. Now, why should we even be reminded to thank Allah? Who needs to be reminded? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so supreme that by default He should be thanked. We don't need to be reminded. But then Allah created the universe, lakum, so that we could interact with the universe, so that every time we actually interact with the universe, it's a means of forcing us to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everything that we interact with is actually a reminder of one, of Allah, and two, it's an excuse to thank Allah. So you take a bite of rice, a bite of food, it's an excuse to thank Allah. You take a breath of air, it's an excuse to thank Allah. Right? I mean, all of these are excuses to thank Allah. Now, that's the obvious. And everyone knows that they need to do that. So we thank Allah in several ways. One, by just being continuously grateful. Alright? And number two, by not complaining. Now, many people get caught up in this situation where they look at their lives and they begin to complain. And actually, it's so sad that we complain. It's so sad that we complain. The phone doesn't work for an hour, something goes wrong with the line, we begin to complain. Right? How can they do this to me? What kind of a company is this? You know, who do they think they are? And we begin to start complaining about these things which are just extremes of benefit, extremes of blessing. Right? Your computer goes wrong, you get a virus, it doesn't work for a day. You complain, complain, complain. I can't believe this happened to me. What kind of thing is this? This is not fair. You know, it doesn't happen to other people. I never heard of anybody's computer being crashed by a virus. Why does this have to, it's complaint after complaint after complaint. We don't think about the fact that nobody in the history of mankind had these things. I mean, think about the fact that you have a phone. Even kings 200 years ago didn't have a phone. And who are we to complain when the phone goes out for one day? Right? So, it's very important to recognize that there is no excuse for complaining. There are people in this world who have an excuse to complain, but they're not us. Number one. And number two, those people don't complain anyway because they're usually the most content type of people. I've lived with them, I've met them, you go travel through the world, you see these people, they're relatively content. But us, what do we have to complain about? There's not enough salt in our food? We have food! Who's there to complain about how much salt there is in the food? Yet we're so quick and so rash to judge and complain about everything. But actually, the sign of the believer is that their tongue is constantly full of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the benefits that He's bestowed upon us. It's a part of your dhikr. This is what we mean by dhikr. To interact deeply with your environment in that way. So that's one level of thanking. And that's thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created another level of thankfulness. And that's where actually most of us fail. And that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only demanded from us that we thank Allah for what He's bestowed upon us, but then He also requires that we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we thank other people for what they do for us. Right? We thank other people for what they do to us for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for example, it starts with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I mean, look at the amount of sacrifice that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made for us. I mean, you look at the life he lived, you look at the difficulties he underwent, you look at the hardships, the tribulations, the trials, and the concern that he had for his ummah. And that all deserves being thankful to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It demands it, it doesn't even deserve it, it demands it. So much so that it's fard to say, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after you hear the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right? It's demanded. And in fact, it's demanded as part of our deen. In the salah, we send salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's two ways by which you thank the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number one is by sending salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so you find that's in our daily routine. Right? We highlight that 70 times after Fajr, 100 times after Fajr, 10 times after Fajr. Whatever it is, there needs to be inculcated within each of us a daily thinking of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.